Hi, my name is Jatea. I worship at the Church of Christ in Roxbury, and I've been a Christian for a year, more specifically since July 31st, 2023. And here is my devotion. The title is The Diminished True Definition of Love. So, as people, we all want to be loved. We want to love those who love us the best way that we can. But as we continue to live in this world, the definition of love through God's words have been shifted. The world tends to say that love is love, that we should only love those who treat us kindly, and that we shouldn't love those who've hurt us and held us back. But God says that we should love everyone, our neighbors, our enemies, just as He has loved us. And the Bible discreetly explains what love truly is in 1 Corinthians chapter 13. The verse more specifically is 1 Corinthians 13, verses 4 through 10. It says, love is patient, love is kind, it does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delay in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails, but where there are prophecies, they will cease. Where there are tongues, they will be stilled. Where there is knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part, but when completeness comes, what is in part disappears. Before I was saved, I was constantly searching for validation and appreciation in places where I shouldn't have been, looking to fit into the definition of love according to what the world said. There have been many instances within my life where I've lived my life according to the world's definition of love. But those memories are set long ago before I was saved. The first instance where I knew that the world's definition of love was too vague began in my childhood. More specifically, the relationship that my mother and my biological dad had, but also my relationship with my dad. When I was growing up, I lived with my mom, dad, and younger siblings, and there wasn't much godly love in our home. My mom was always hardworking, doing the best she could and beyond, while my dad was very abusive towards my mother, physically, mentally, and emotionally. He claimed that he loved her, yet he cheated on her and wasn't reliable. My dad would also claim that he loved me, yet would never change his habits since he was irresponsible and didn't fulfill the role that was given once each of his children were born. When I was young, I believed that the word love was just a word that people allowed one a person to control another person, and through the experiences I've witnessed and also faced. But then God blessed me with my dad, Brother Creech, who represented the biblically accurate definition of love through his relationship with my mom and the relationship he continues to build with my siblings and I. I would also hold back when it came to building relationships and friendships with other people as I grew older. But later on, I became more comfortable with friends that I've had since middle school leading up to high school. Within this friend group, we would often say that we loved each other, that we care about one another, and would lead on one another for support, encouragement, and guidance whenever we needed. But one thing that I didn't realize were that when I was with these friends, they weren't God. They weren't going to go beyond the expectations that I had for our friendship. They weren't always going to be there for me in my storms, and they can't make me whole the way that God makes me whole. The specific situation where God showed me who really loved me would be when my friend group broke apart. I always thought that we would be friends forever, living together, raising children together, and reminiscing on the good memories that we had together. But due to the drama that we had in our friend group, I wasn't really involved, nor was I interested in the drama. My friends ended up chastising me for saying that I didn't care about the situation. They claimed that I was selfish, immature, and believed that I couldn't take anything seriously, even though it was about adding someone into our group chat. But that situation just showed me how I can trust in God and confide in Him most. He is the most true friend that we will ever have, since He gives the best advice, while also having plans for us that are better than the plans we imagine for ourselves. a scripture that tied that I believed fit with the situation would be 1 John 4:7-12. It says, "Dear friends, let us love one another, for love comes from God. Everyone who loves has been born of God and knows God. Whoever does not love does not know God, because God is love. This is how God showed his love among us. He sent his one and only Son into the world that we may live through him. This is love. Not that we loved God, but that he loved us and sent his Son as an atoning sacrifice for our sins. Dear friends, since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has ever seen God, but if we love one another, God lives in us and his love is made complete in us." And based on that situation and even how I am as a person, I'm nowhere near a perfect person. There are many scenarios where I haven't shown godly love to others because I've held grudges against them, or even in many areas in my life where I could have done something for someone else instead of being selfish and doing what I wanted. I grew up in the church when I was very young, so I understood a bit of what I was hearing back in sermons, Bible classes, and in Christian camp. But yet, and still, back then, I chose what I wanted to do what I wanted. But when I truly stuck in the world, I was constantly thinking and asking myself, is this the path that I was truly going to take for the rest of my life? Or do I want to live the way that God wants me to live? There were many cons when I was thinking about my future and what life would look like if I kept living in the world, which may have led to death, may have led to many broken relationships, and just bad choices in the long run. As soon as I attended Ganderbrook and Bible classes regularly, I ended up deciding that I wanted to give my life to Christ. I realized that God had given me many signs and experiences to show how much he loves me, even though there are many times where I constantly ne neglected and rejected him. He showed me how to love others and to go out of my comfort zone in order to show others who he is through my interactions with other people. Thus, on July 1st, 2023, I was baptized at Ganderbrook, hoping that if I continue to stay faithful and steadfast in my walk with God, that I'll see that he continues to love, care, provide, and listen to all of our cares. The final scripture that I use would be Deuteronomy 30, verses 9 through 19 through 20. It states, "I call heaven and earth to witness against you today that I have set before you life and death, blessing and curse. Therefore, choose life, that you and your offspring may live, loving the Lord your God, obeying his voice, and holding fast to him. For he is your Lord and length of days, that you may dwell in this land that the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them." Based on my devotional and just how I've been living life recently, I understand now that, and even before when I was growing up, that God always gave us a choice. And I believe that me giving my life to Christ and doing the right things and following his path and just staying beside him is the best choice I could ever make in my life. And that is my devotional. So thank you for listening.